The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me, and whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord. John's Gospel, again, the words that Jesus speaks to his apostles, to his disciples, are hard to pin down. It's condemn, do I condemn? My word condemns the Father. I think we have to hold it all together in a sense that Jesus is, and he says it somewhat clearly for us, he's from the Father. Everything he speaks is of God. Everything he is and everything he has is from the Father, to whom he returns everything that he is and everything that he has. And so his words are not his own. His judgment is not his own. And Jesus is giving us then a glimpse at the inner workings of the Trinity, that those persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, given in full and free exchange, one to the other, that perfect communion of life and of love, those persons have nothing of their own, but everything they have is to be given. And we who are then the recipients of this outpouring of self-giving love are brought into this communion of life and love, this great relationship of giving and receiving by our being baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus. And so Jesus gives us life through his death and resurrection. And it's this life that is eternal life. He gives it to us freely, right? He gives his life for the good of all. But we hear in our Eucharistic prayer and throughout the scriptures that Jesus gave his life for the many and not all. But again, it's on, if we use our analogy of the hose again, it's on our side of the hose, that all, because the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross is intended for all, is in fact received only by many. So we have to say, have a full and fuller appreciation of what Jesus gives us in the sacrifice. Not only the sacrifice of the cross, but that sacrifice being represented for us on the altar, so that we can be put back into communion with God, that we can receive the love that he intends us to receive. And as we receive that love, we allow it to do its work in us. We allow it to set our hearts straight, right? Give us again, rekindle in us the flame of faith and the flame of desire for God, so that we can move ever closer to him and away from whatever leads us astray. And it's this life, this process, right, that Jesus wants us to engage in today. And we have these words talking about condemnation because he realizes, Jesus realized, and we realize also that we can, in fact, hold off God. We can prevent that love from doing its work in our lives, Right? Otherwise, there'd be no need to say anything, right? Because his sacrifice accomplished once for all would have in fact redeemed us so completely that we wouldn't even need to come here. We wouldn't be in need of the sacraments. But no, Jesus speaks, and we see it also in the word and work of St. Paul and the work of the apostles, as they bring Jesus's love to life in the world around them, as they take his gospel message throughout the empire of Rome. We see that there is something, in fact, that can prevent this love of God from having its full impact. There is something that separates us from the love of God, even though St. Paul says nothing, right? There is something that separates us from the love of God, and that's our unwillingness to receive it, or our unwillingness to have it work through us into the world around us. So we come before our Lord today thankful, as always, and praising him for bringing us into communion, that exchange of the Trinity that we've been put into as sons and daughters in the Son, that we can call God our Father in the midst of the Church, that we can experience in our lives something of the sort of what Jesus experienced when he went to pray to his Father, that we, in fact, can petition God our Father through and with and in Jesus. And that as we do so, as we turn over our hearts and our lives to him, we receive his love and his life made manifest to us in Christ Jesus, so that we can continue this gospel mission that we see in the Acts of the Apostles, that we see throughout the Gospels, of bringing God's love to life in the world around us.